very powerful lessons about sonship and daughtership, about being children of God and truth. It's firstly, Abishak, Meshach, and Abednego. If you ever want a Bible trivia competition, just remember those names. They tend to always be there. Abishak, Meshach, and Abednego. They were so convinced of the truth that God is their God and they must not worship any other gods. They were willing to go into the heart of the fire. And they saw someone in the fire, a fourth man, look like a son of the gods, like an angel. And as Christians, we look back and maybe it was an angel, maybe it was an image of Jesus, who knows. But it's this real witness of being completely sold to the truth, completely devoted to the truth. And to be devoted to the truth is to be devoted to God, because there are three transcendentals, three characteristics of God that we say is God, really, like truth, goodness, and beauty. So when we seek the truth and we devote our lives to the truth, when we commit to the truth, we really are committing to God. We find in the truth God, because God is truth. And in this today's world, that can be very difficult because truth can be relative, according to people today. It can be one person's truth, as long as it makes sense to them or it works for this time, it's true. But if the next generation, if it changes, you know, if people decide, well, that's not true anymore, let's go with this new truth, well, then truth is relative. Truth for us isn't relative. Truth for us is absolute. It's grounded in the law of God and who he is. And it's unchanging, and we hold on to it regardless of the situation, regardless of the fire we're surrounded by. It's a beautiful image. And Jesus today really unpacks in no uncertain words what it means to be a slave to sin, to evil, to disobedience, or to be a son or daughter in the truth. St. Paul actually expands on this in Romans. On the weekend, I said, pick up Romans 8. It's a great read before Easter. St. Paul says, For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So it's this promise, this new fulfillment that we'll get, this new covenant from Jesus, that the very Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, will witness that we are sons and daughters of God. It'll unlock, it'll lead us to the truth of our identity and who we are and who God is. And Jesus, even today in the Gospels, he really says that, you know, he's talking about them being slaves, and they say, how can we be slaves? We've never been slaves before, but slaves to sin. But he will lead us to the truth. He will set us free, and truth is freedom. The truth of God leads to freedom ultimately. So it's quite a lot of topics today, but I think for us just to reflect on the fact that as people of God, we have truth. The truth leads us to freedom. The truth leads us to God, who is truth, and the truth never changes, and we can bank our whole lives on it, like Abishak, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Oh,